Titus chapter 3. Remind them to submit to rulers and authorities, to obey them, to be ready for every good work. To insult no one, to not be eager to fight, and to be gentle, showing all humility toward everyone. For once we ourselves were thoughtless and disobedient. We were led astray and enslaved by various desires and pleasures. We lived in evil and envy. We were detestable and hated one another. But when the kindness of God our Savior and his love for mankind appeared, it was not by works of righteousness that we did, but by his mercy that he saved us, through the washing of new birth and renewal by the Holy Spirit, whom God richly poured on us through our Savior Jesus Christ, so that having been justified by his grace, we might become heirs, having the hope of eternal life. This message is trustworthy. I want you to insist on these things, so that those who have believed in God may be careful to engage themselves in good works. These things are good and useful for everyone. But avoid foolish debates and genealogies and strife and conflict about the law. Those things are unprofitable and worthless. Reject anyone who is causing divisions among you after one or two warnings, knowing that such a person has turned from the right way and is sinning and condemns himself. When I send Artemis or Tychicus to you, hurry and come to me at Nicopolis, where I have decided to spend the winter. Do everything you can to send on their way Zenas the lawyer and Apollos, so that they lack nothing. Our people must learn to engage themselves in good works that provide for urgent needs, and so not be unfruitful. All those who are with me greet you. Greet those who love us in faith. Grace be with all of you.